everyone. Let me see what I could do real quick because I have an appointment in an hour and 15 minutes. All right. I just had a tiny, tiny little burp. Okay, so Rachel Lindsay is the very first Black Bachelorette. And I don't know about y'all, but I was so excited to hear that we were going to get a Black Bachelorette. Now it's been done and done, to be honest. But when it was first announced that Rachel was gonna be the Black Bachelorette, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch. And I did watch. And Bachelor Nation fans are really deeply unwell. People were really upset that Rachel chose Brian instead of Peter, even though Peter was really clout chasing, but at the same time, he hasn't pursued any type of public life after the show. So was he clout chasing? You know what? You know, sometimes I do this. I say something and then I'm like, let me look this up. So I remember his name. I might be spelling it wrong because there is a, oh no, there is an actor with the same name. Okay, looks like somebody wanted to know the same thing I wanted to know. Is the man dating? Okay. So they were asking, somebody posted about, is he single? And according to betches.com, based upon Peter's social media, he is single. Okay. I mean, not everybody goes public with their relationships, but he is cute. I'll give him that. He is cute. And Rachel really, really liked him, but she chose Peter because, I'm sorry, she chose Brian because Peter was like, I'm not ready to get married. Then why is your ass on the show then? F off. All right. So let me get back to my notes. So Rachel was the first bachelorette, Black Bachelorette, and she was a great choice. She was so likable, so fun, so cute. Her hair looked a mess pretty much the entire time, but it happens. Anyways, I just have to throw that in because everybody knows when she had her proposal, her straight up wig, the wind blew that shit basically off of her five head and had it on like the back of her neck. It was bad. So anyway, so TMZ, of course, loves to get the documentation whenever a celebrity is facing any type of legal issue. They don't believe, TMZ does not believe in anybody having any privacy. And I would feel so violated if I was Rachel. Like, I wouldn't want the public in my pockets like this. And because of Rachel's divorce documents, we now know how much she makes. She makes $61,000 and $61,019 a month. That's not bad. Now, as far as I know, Rachel is on two podcasts. I don't think there's three. I don't know if she's still working with Extra TV, but Rachel has a two to three jobs, one on television, two podcasts. And so 61,000 is definitely respectable for part-time work. Anyways, so Rachel in her document said that she would be willing to pay Brian $9,882 a month in spousal support. What I don't like about TMZ's story is they're not telling us, like, for how many MFing months. So Rachel's saying, I'm gonna pay my estranged husband $10,000 a month, but for how many months though? That's what I want to know because they were hitched. They were married for 3 years. No, 4 years, I think. No, whatever. They were married for 4 years. They got married in 2019. 2001, 2003. So, anyways, moving right along. How long does she got to pay him the 10K for? If I find out, I will let you guys know. So, Rachel says that she makes 61 grand a month, and Brian, and she says that Brian makes $13,413 a month from working as a chiropractor. So Brian wants spousal support. She wants 10K to give him 10K in spousal support. Brian says that he only made $16,000 in 2023. That is so embarrassing. I mean, I don't know. You have to be a special type of grown ass man to be like, I'm 44 years old and I made $16,000 last year. But Rachel says that she doesn't believe that Brian made $16,000 because he gets money from his social media posts. So Rachel also says that Brian is refusing to move out of their home and he is not paying his fair share of expenses around the house since he filed for divorce. Can you believe that some people have no shame? How is it that Brian filed for divorce, but he's refusing to move out of the home? And he's not paying any money. He's being a vengeful bitch. I am so disgusted by this. You filed to divorce me and you're not leaving the home? How much of a loser is Brian? Did any of y'all see this coming? So Brian filed for divorce in January. Okay, so they got married in 2019. Yep, exactly 4 years. So Brian filed for divorce in January. And Rachel is saying that Brian told her he's filing for a divorce via text message. Okay, sorry. I don't sound sober. I am sober, though. I wish I wasn't so I could blame it on something else. So Rachel was on the Hidden Gems podcast on June 6th. And she was talking about a prenup. So Rachel said, quote, "A lot of people are like, you're a lawyer. Do you have a prenup?" And she said she would tell them, "I don't." Rachel continued, "The reason I didn't is because the place that I'm in now financially, however you want to define it, is totally different than when I got married. We were more level and I wasn't in California. If I got married in California, I know California is wild. It's not in my favor all the time. It was just a different time, so I wasn't leading with that. We weren't on the same page with prenups, so I just didn't want it to be a bigger issue, so we didn't have one. And you know, hindsight's 20/20. I would have done it. I mean, I always wanted to do it, but again, we weren't on the same page when it came to that," end quote. Rachel also said, quote, "I think every person should have a prenup. I could have never predicted that in 2024 I would be getting a divorce. You just never know what life's going to throw at you, what's going to happen. It's two people coming together for one union. You should absolutely get it. And it's not unsexy, and it doesn't mean you're planning for a divorce. It's just smart. The person you marry is not the same person you divorce. I'm talking about myself too. I'm not the same that I was when I got married. You're just not. And that's why a prenup is necessary, because you're dealing with dissolving a marriage and you're two different people. And my mistake is expecting that the people will handle it in the same way, and they just don't." She is saying that her breakup was her divorce, separation was amicable. Rachel said, "I'm doing what's best for me, and that's a happy ending. And right now, as I'm going through it, no, it's not happy, it's messy. Unnecessarily messy. But when I get through it, I'm gonna have to rebuild. I'm gonna have to restructure. But it's a happy ending because it's what I want," end quote. I don't know. I'm very sad for Rachel because I really don't like that people get on TV and pursue a relationship slash marriage or marriage, and it blows up in their face. In the public eye. Like, it's, and you know, breakups are hard enough, they're bad enough and embarrassing enough. And then when your ex is trying to get all your money, it's too much, you know? So I hope, I mean, I assume she's dating. I hope so. If Brian filed in January, and also something I didn't read, Rachel said that what happened is she spoke to Brian in the kitchen. And then 30 minutes later, he texted her and said, "I filed for divorce." Like, what? Like, they had a conversation 30 minutes before he let her know. So, all of these stories that she's been putting out to let everybody know that he's a fuckboy, I hope that affects his potential with other women and the fact that he's not moving out of the house. But I don't know. I'm sad for Rachel. She definitely has her shit together. She's cute. She's fun. She's funny. She has a really nice voice. I think it's super sexy. She's smart, a lawyer. She has a great family. You know, but it's just, That's also why it's going to be hard for her too, because the more you have your shit together as a woman, the harder it is. It's crazy. So, I don't know. I don't really know why she wants to give this man $10,000 a month in spousal support. I guess you have to give something when you don't have a prenup. I know nothing about child custody and divorce, especially because every state operates differently. But what happened to the time where you decided to leave your wife and you decided to leave your wife's money alone? Where did that time go? Anyways, all right, that's it. Talk to you later. Them Bridgerton recaps are coming. I just gotta record them. And I know I'm gonna do it this weekend. I've given y'all ample time to watch the second half of Bridgerton. So let's get into it soon. All right. By Tuesday, those episodes should start to roll out if I wait that long.